This program is brought to you by P1 Australia Racing Components, the designer of the oil heat mats for dry sump tank applications. Find out more about the truths on engine oil heating at p1australia.com.
You love supercars and keeping up to speed sometimes means hitting the rev limiter? Welcome to the Gates Rev Limiter Podcast. After each round, we unpack what happened. Join Andrew Clark.
Would have paused a fraction and got it right, and they probably still would have won the race. I mean,
and yours truly, Neville Wilkinson.
These are the heady days when Ford was spending
mega bucks for all the action, all the controversy, and sometimes a little emotion. The Gates Rev Limited Supercars Podcast. Subscribe now on Apple, Spotify, or where you listen to them.
Thunder Media.
Hi, I'm Chaz Mostert.
Hi, I'm Shane Van Gisbergen.
And you're listening to Inside Supercars.
From the racetracks across Australia, and here's Inside Supercars.
He's engineered his car across the line first in three races so far this season. Andrew Edwards joins us to talk about Triple Eight's win in race three at the first race of the Grand Prix.
Obviously, we lost a bit of time practice two, so you know that's more opportunities of learning. But I think he did a really good job in quali today to come up and build up to that pole at the end there on the super soft.
Andrew Edwards on Inside Supercars, and it starts now.
Welcome back to Inside Supercars. Tony Whitlock, it's after race one here, or race three of the season, shall we say.
Yep.
And a win for Andrew Edwards and 97 car. Just wanted to get some idea about, you know, obviously you do the modelling for the car to come here. Such a different track to Newcastle.
Yep.
So new in the life of this car. Wanting to know, you know, what it was that you were able to expect and what delivered, sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we look at the trends of last year and what this place has globally, I guess, compared to a car that we normally run. So a car like we ran at Newcastle, and what this one might need differently, and just try and pick those trends basically. And obviously this place has quite different requirements, so you know, we're just trying to work through that and see the trends that work and what worked in previous years.
Okay, now obviously in terms of having to run the two compounds,
yep.
And using the soft and the hard tyre here, it obviously worked out well, just going as long as you could.
Yeah, there was some risk. Obviously, we still thought from previous years that there might be issues, you know what I mean? We haven't done enough running, but to really understand that. So we probably took a conservative approach that maybe it could fail, so we didn't want to be stuck on it all race if there was an early safety car. But as it turns out, you know, it looks good at the moment, and while we're still going faster than a hard, we all kept going out, so you know, it showed to be a good strategy today.
Yeah, okay. The other thing was, of course, Shane grabbed his first pole at this track. Well, he's had a number of poles in the past, but first one this year on the super soft tyre.
Yep.
And I asked him about the press conference about what it was like, the feel of the car, and he says, "Oh, I can't feel anything."
Yeah, I think he's still coming to terms with this car and how it feels different to him than the other car. You know, there's,
I mean, you can see it in the times, obviously, it's quicker.
Yeah, and obviously we lost a bit of time practice too, so, you know, that's more opportunities of learning. But I think he did a really good job in quali today to come up and build up to that pole at the end there on the super soft. So, you know, I think he's just got to get his head around it. Obviously, he's still an incredible driver, and it's just, he just needs to find what he needs out of this car.
Was there anything in that practice two accident when he hit the wall with the tail? It slid out, had it, he put it on the grass a bit?
Yeah, I think he was just chasing the rear, and then it got the grass, and once it got the grass, that was it. He was a passenger, so.
And there wasn't substantial damage, it was enough damage
it broke the corner in the left rear, and so it had to change that, and the right, you know, some rail extensions and the splitter in the front. It's just all time consuming, and on a day like today, it's just not much time, you know. The sessions keep coming thick and fast, and so we just decided commit to quali and make sure the car is good for quali. And the boys did an amazing job to get it out and put it together. So,
and got a good reward.
And got a good result. So, you know, I think any day where we can qualify like that, any day with as good prep as you can have is great. So the fact that we were able to capture that today and both cars qualified well today and raced well. So I think it was a good day for the team.
It looked terrific in that first one. He had great confidence when he went inside Anton so early in the race.
Yeah, I mean, Shane's an incredible racer. I mean, that's his power, you know what I mean? That's what he does well. And so it's good to see that he still races like that. And then from there, it was just trying to manage the tyre, which we're all trying to do. You know, can we manage it for long enough so it doesn't fail? We still weren't sure. So from there, it was a bit of cat and mouse to get how long we could go, and I hung in.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Andrew Edwards. We'll catch you on the morrow. Yeah,
thank you very much.
Inside Supercars is produced by Thunder Media. Tune in next time for more. Or lock in the podcast on your iTunes or mobile device. Search Inside Supercars. The views expressed on Inside Supercars, including the panellists and guests, do not reflect the views of the network, Thunder Media or Sport Radio. Any publication or rebroadcast of the show without the expressed written permission of Thunder Media is strictly prohibited.
You love supercars and keeping up to speed sometimes means hitting the rev limiter? Welcome to the Gates Rev Limiter Podcast. After each round, we unpack what happened. Join Andrew Clark.
Would have paused a fraction and got it right, and they probably still would have won the race. I mean,
and yours truly, Neville Wilkinson.
These are the heady days when Ford was spending
mega bucks for all the action, all the controversy, and sometimes a little emotion. The Gates Rev Limiter Supercars Podcast. Subscribe now on Apple, Spotify, or where you listen to them.